Voice of Indonesia。
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Phoebe Aldiano. Octavia Aldiano, also known as Phoebe Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Phoebe Aldiano used the stage name Phoebe, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Phoebe collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi.This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Saraswati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Phoebe also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Phoebe's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days.The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25th, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Phoebe's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Phoebe Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra Deadline di muka Cemas meraja Sesaknya di darah Banyak problema Seperti tanda tua Ku tak berdaya Akankah meredah Ada kalanya Merenung lagi manja Harus bisa terima Tak semua dalam kuasaIngin hidup yang tenang-tenang aja Tenang-tenang aja Walau tak selalu indah Jangan ragu untuk melangkah Senyumin dulu aja Lupakan sejenak rasa Beri ruang
Tenang-tenang aja lagi aku yang kau lupa. Tak sadarkah selama ini ku juga selalu menginginkanmu. Mengapa sulit untuk ku bisa miliki hatimu? Bahkan selama ini hadirku tak berharga untukmu. Yang terjadi kini ku hanya rumah persinggahanmu. Di saat kau terluka dan di saat semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Of the day. National independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal. A quote by Sultan Shahrir. Sultan Shahrir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia, known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and thinker with a crucial role in fighting for independence. This one of the founding fathers has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users, direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhiri setelah beribu debat panjang.
Kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Rasa cinta yang dulu tak hilang, kini berseri kembali. Telah kau coba lupakan dirinya, hapus
cerita lalu dan lihatlah dirimu bagai bunga di musim semi yang tersenyum menatap indahnya dunia yang seiring menyambut jawaban segala gundamu. Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berbuat kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Setiap waktu wajahmu yang ku selalu bayang langkahku. Telah lama nanti diriku tempat ku kan berlaku. Jaya hatiku, yakinlah kekal abadi selamanya seperti bintang yang sinarnya terangi seluruh ruang di jiwa, membawa kedamaian. Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjaga. Berdua kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Getah yang kau rasakan kan jadi bagian hidupku bersamamu. Letakkanlah segala
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voynews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
From the rise within your sight. Besides being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not true. Hard-working artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we thought that my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah, nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak ya. Ayo, Neng, belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in the family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governors, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year, we also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. And events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means White Rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Depi Kurnia. Happy listening.
kita ini dalam ruangan berpenyajuk udara.
There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, presenting various interesting information, programs, and music all about Indonesia. Coming up next, we have commentary. Then we also have Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia Music Corner. All you can get on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, let's begin with Newsline. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headline. On National Press Day, Indonesian President Prabowo calls for a dynamic and responsible press. Ole Romeni is proud to become an Indonesian citizen and ready to represent the national team. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto wished all press personnel a happy 79th National Press Day through a message on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube account on Sunday. He praised the press for its vital role in democracy over the past 8 decades, providing truth and accurate information. The president urged the press to remain dynamic, responsible, and focused on the nation's and state's interest.
Pers Indonesia harus selalu menjadi pers yang dinamis, pers yang bertanggung jawab, pers yang juga memiliki suatu pengertian tentang apa yang menjadi kepentingan bangsa dan negara.
President Prabowo praised journalists for their dedication and urged the press to stay vigilant against manipulation, hoaxes, and divisive efforts. In the meantime, the Minister of Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, Fadli Zon, stated the press plays a strategic role in safeguarding food sovereignty. He made this statement while attending the main event of National Press Day 2025 in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, on Sunday, February 9.
Dan mari kita jadikan pers sebagai kekuatan utama dalam memperjuangkan ketahanan pangan, memperkuat identitas budaya, mengawal masa depan Indonesia.
Minister Fadli Zon stressed the press guards the nation's memory, educates the public, and tackles misinformation. He also highlighted its role in overseeing policies, raising awareness, and ensuring transparency in sectors like food security and culture.